Hello, my name is Bob Case, and this is the audio blog of Case in Point. The title of today's blog is Thinking Christianly as a Journalist. I want to briefly look at how current Christian journalists think of living and writing Christianly in the newsroom. My observation is that as journalists, our thoughts run to pietism. That is, we think our Christian testimony and obligation is to act Christianly, as in loving our enemies, being pure in heart and mouth, submitting to the newsroom authorities, and not stealing from our employer. Now, of course, this conduct is all good and right and necessary, but it is not sufficient for the Christian journalist. The Christian journalist must think Christianly as he or she reports and writes the story. That is, the Christian journalist must attempt to think God's thoughts after him as he constructs his narrative. The German astronomer Johannes Kepler is credited with saying that through his study of the universe, he was, quote, thinking God's thoughts after him, end of quote. Discernment is learning to think God's thoughts after him, practically and spiritually. It means having a sense of how things look in God's eyes and seeing them in some measure uncovered and laid bare. Mark Knoll, Nathan Hatch, and George Marsden, in their book, The Search for Christian America, give us 6 foci for reporting Christianly in our stories. First, justice and love shown towards racial and ethnic minorities, the poor, and the socially forgotten. Second, a peaceful and law-abiding society. 3, cultural activities such as learning, commerce, and subduing nature are done according to God's revealed will. 4, moral standards are adhered to. 5, family and the state is examined in light of God's word. And 6, the definition of created human essence is acknowledged. American culture and Western civilization depend on whether sight and sound in the media are reserved only for human speculation and transitory temporal happenings, or whether the truth of God is given equal time and space in the public square. Carl F. H. Henry reminded us that a mood of perpetual crisis in the temporal, social, political, economic sphere is nurtured by the press rather than the reality of the eternal spiritual and cosmic control of a gracious and merciful God. The mainstream media's denial of spiritual reality, its embracing of moral relativism, and its accommodation of materialistic and insensate view of life all increase the media's power to change society. One aspect of truth-telling for the Christian journalist, which helps the community, is that the journalist is to shine light where there is darkness. As children of light, Christian journalists are to be purveyors of light in dark places, exposing corruption, evil, injustice, malfeasance, and yes, sin. It is interesting to note that the scriptures define God as God is only 4 times. God is a spirit, God is a consuming fire, God is love, and God is light. At least 2 of these divine attributes directly apply to the Christian journalist, light and love, and perhaps even the consuming fire can find journalistic application. In short, the Christian journalist is to be a modern, discerning muckraker, just as the first muckrakers were. John Bunyan in Pilgrim's Progress came up with the term, the man with the muckrake, who could look no way but downward. Lincoln Steffens, known as the original journalistic muckraker but no Christian journalist, graciously refused to take credit for inventing the practice of muckraking. Rather, he correctly attributed the original muckraking to the Old Testament minor prophets. More on matters like this in the future. This has been Bob Case.